Okay, basically this file will train you to enjoy wearing diapers. It will also help you let go while wearing them. It will also tend to trigger you to let go whenever you wash your hands, take a drink of anything, or hear the word diapers. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice it simply lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away, slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them, you listen. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice, so deep and so very, very obedient. Just deep and totally focused on my voice, deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and let yourself go and relax. You are going to discover a newfound desire within yourself. That desire is going to be to wear diapers. You find that they are very comforting, that they are very easy to wear, and that you simply need to wear them. You just simply find them a great comfort and joy to wear at all times. And whenever you are wearing them, you will find that many, many things cause you to lose all bladder control, including the simple act of wearing your diapers. However, you will discover that the act of washing your hands or drinking water or juice will make you feel the need, the urge to wet your diaper very, very strongly. It will be as if your bladder has suddenly filled up to the point of bursting. You know what that feeling's like when you just simply have to go, where it just simply burns practically because you need to go so very, very badly. The feeling that you have to cross your legs or something else just to keep from going to the bathroom. That is how you are going to feel whenever you are wearing diapers and you wash your hands, drink a glass of water or juice. These sorts of things are going to trigger you. They are going to cause you to feel this need to urinate. It is going to be an overwhelming need. It is going to feel like your bladder is about to burst if you do not do so. That is simply the way it is. Also, hearing the word diaper will give you the same feeling, feeling the need to immediately wet your diapers. The feeling that your bladder is completely full and that you need to wet them. And as soon as you do wet them, it will be a very good feeling. It will be so comforting to be able to wet your diapers. So much more comfortable and convenient than having to take off clothing to remove pants, etc. It is so much easier to just simply let go and wet your diapers than it is to have to take off your underwear and pants and sit on a toilet or use a toilet in any way, shape, or form. You are finding diapers so very, very comfortable and enjoyable that you wish to wear them all the time. They just seem to be a part of who you are. You find them the missing part of your wardrobe, the part that you need to wear to add in, to feel comfortable and relaxed, just like these files make you feel, just like my voice makes you feel. diapers just simply feel so very, very good that you simply find that you want them, that you want to wear them, that they are a part of your wardrobe that you just simply cannot set aside, that you come back to wearing them again and again, and when you do wear them, you find it so comfortable, so enjoyable, to just let go of your bladder, to just let it go whenever you feel the need, even a little bit. It is so much more convenient to do this than to have to use a toilet. So much easier and enjoyable. You enjoy wearing your diapers. You enjoy the way it makes you feel. You even to some degree enjoy the way it makes you look. Diapers are very comfortable. They're very convenient. You can wear them for long periods of time without ever having to go to a bathroom, without ever having to be inconvenienced by using a restroom. You find that they are just a simple, matter-of-fact, day-to-day comfort in your life, and you enjoy wearing them. And whenever you go to take a drink from something, you will find that you are feeling your bladder. You are feeling it as full as it could possibly be. And that you just simply need to let go. To let go and let the urine flow. That is what you are going to do whenever you take a drink of water or juice or anything else. You will simply let go and let it flow because your bladder will feel so very, very full and it will feel so very, very good to do so. Also, whenever you hear the word diaper, it will give you the same feelings and you will need to release your bladder. You will need to release your bladder into your diaper. It will feel so very, very good. These ideas and words will not affect you if you are not wearing a diaper. If you are not wearing a diaper, then washing your hands will just be the act of washing your hands, as will the act of drinking water, juice, whatever. Even hearing the word diaper will not make you urinate if you are not wearing a diaper, but it will remind you that you enjoy wearing diapers and that you are missing your diaper and want to be wearing one again. You like being diapered. You like being trained to wear a diaper. You enjoy their feel against your skin and you enjoy the freedom that it gives you, since you no longer have to worry about where a restroom is, because you can go anywhere you are, anytime, doing any activity. It is that simple and that very, very easy. Diapers are so much better than underwear and you enjoy them so very, very much. It is that simple, that easy. You just simply love the feel of them against your skin. You love how good they feel, how enjoyable they are, how wonderful it feels to be put into a diaper and have to wear one. You love the feeling when you just simply let go because you know you're more free and it's more enjoyable that way. It's a special thing that you just simply love doing. And whenever you hear the word diaper or take a drink of water or juice or something else, or even whenever you wash your hands, you will feel your bladder fill to the bursting point, and you will let go into your diaper, and it will feel good to do so. It will feel so very, very good, and you will find it very, very comforting that you were able to do so, that you are able to wear diapers like this and enjoy them. You love the experience of being diapered, and you want to do so over and over again. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. You will awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1, waking up. 2, more and more awake. 3, closer and closer. 4, almost there. 5, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed.